Hello again now, as you creep out of that icy weekend weather and into early spring-like, slightly better conditions, we've had a budget for the coming year, and we've had a mention of the new healthcare management structure, Manx Care. As we ease the remote surgery working slightly, in some areas anyway, let's just not forget, though, what's still raging across the ponds, east and west, there was a lot of COVID infection. Looking at the UK Biobank data just released, though, it does show us that in many cases in this study of over 20,000 participants and involving adults, mainly, who tested positive for COVID-19 but infection, in other words, had antibodies in their blood tests, many had no recollection of having any such symptoms at all. Over a quarter of those tested. And that the most frequent feature of a positive antibody test was that sense of a loss of smell and taste in over 40% of those with these antibody results. These antibodies appeared to last at least 3 and often hopefully 6 months into the testing process, and most commonly were found, as expected, I suppose, in younger adults, with figures of about 1 in 8 in London versus about 1 in 20 in Scotland. I wonder what the Isle of Man would show us. Only 20,000 people in all, but still a representative sample. In the coming era, though, maybe expect an annual COVID jab of some form or other, along with the annual flu jab. Why not? This virus is clearly not for moving away anytime soon, and why would it? It's a coronavirus, much more commonly found and associated with coughs and colds, which all of us develop on a regular basis. And, until now, we're just taken for granted. Remember those now weirdly distant days of a colleague battling into work laden with hankies as they coughed and sneezed and slightly shivered their way through a shift? And we all variously uttered, "Wow, can I get you a paracetamol, a warm drink, a hanky? Or keep that to yourself, tongue in cheek. Or good on you for turning up to work with just a sniffle or a cold. Not like it's proper flu or anything." Oh, wow, how things have changed. So let's not let our guard down, though. As we work our way through the vaccination programme, with lots of adults now reacquainting themselves with the airport, with bits of Ramsey, or underneath the arches in the Douglas Hub. Vaccine allowance is dependent. Back in the surgery, we've got a lot to catch up on, to say the least. The physical, mental health issues that had flowed from a year of relative health inactivity, in the normal sense of the word, have yet to be fully understood. Yes, of course, we have longer waiting lists for all things hospital-based, no doubt, but we're not talking here about that. We're talking more home-based matters. Diet, exercise, education, learning, lifestyle, smoking, drinking, mental health, generally interpersonal relationships, relationship with work colleagues and plans for the relative future. Ugh, all have gone a bit haywire, all have gone a bit awry over the last year. For some, severely so. We have some catching up to do, no doubt, and it will take some time for this to happen. Be under no illusion, though, I sense there's a lot forthcoming that has been relatively under the carpet for several months. All those type 2 diabetics, for instance, with expanding waistlines. All those blood pressure controls, gone to pot. Interestingly, I've also had several face-to-face appointments recently with souls who've actually enjoyed the lockdowns. Slightly reclusive or slightly shy types, some have been, but others, so blasted by so frequent interactions by life's turbulence at work or via distant family troubles, no, who have seen all this blown away. Not a repudiation of this notion of "I'm all right, Jack." No, no, this has been necessary and enforced. And they've taken time to breathe and had them enforced relax. Ah, well, the human condition. Whew, wow. Till next week. Cheerio.